The biggest movie this weekend was Zombieland. It took in about $25 million at the box office. Drew Barrymore's directorial debut, Whippet, made a fraction of that, but the film was killer with one demographic, roller derby fans. The movie follows Ellen Page as she becomes a member of an Austin, Texas team, the Hurl Scouts. And that brought real roller derby teams out in force. Zoe Chase caught up with the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens at the theater.
Robin Wiegand and Amanda Kerstetter are accosting people in line on their way to see Whippet at the Valley Mill Mall in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Hey guys, do you like chicks in underwear and fishnets? You should come see us.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're passing out flyers, hoping the movie drums up local interest in their team. Amanda's in a tutu. Robin's in rainbow tights. They're explaining roller derby to a group of guys who have never heard of it. They inform the guys that roller derby's all ladies.
Rolling around beating each other up. It's good entertainment.
Players race around a track on roller skates and occasionally knock each other out of the way to get ahead. They dress campy, a ton of makeup and sassy pantyhose, and they use pseudonyms. I can't say Amanda's over the radio, but Robin goes by Switchblady. Sydney Harbaugh goes by Liz Dexic.
Hopefully we get a new audience, because people still, we've been here 2 years and people still don't know that there's derby in Hagerstown.
There's about 20 derby girls here to see the movie tonight. Liz Dexic heads to the box office. She's got a reflective roller skate the size of an apple hanging around her neck.
Can I use a card? Okay, can I get a ticket for Whippet?
The theater feels like it's chock full of Mason-Dixon Vixens, including Captain Fanny Harmher.
I do feel bad for the other people that just came to watch the movie. We've kind of taken over, and I really don't think they're going to get any peace. Well, they'll see what roller derby's really about.
Not sure if the team is winning any hearts and minds here. Polly G. Gamey's throwing popcorn at Liz Dexter.
No necking!
And even after it starts, Psychosis and Fanny Harmher can't stop themselves from debating the film's accuracy.
Well, you have to boil the mouth guard and fit it around your teeth so you couldn't, like, somebody
that's
couldn't give
true,
you.
That's because Stun Hunt forgot her mouth guard one time and she wore mine.
Oh, that's gross.
By day, Fanny Harmher is Ms. Leatherman, a first grade teacher. Psychosis is Amber Mori, a stay-at-home mom with three kids. But they cheer like a class of eighth graders at the end. They totally love the movie. Really, they love everything that has to do with roller derby. And for Psychosis, it's been transformative.
I was a very shy person, just very, you know, I've been home for 13 years with my kids. I have a 13-year-old son, so I was real sheltered and real at home, and I found this group of girls, and I always had the voice down in me. It just was brought out. And hallelujah for that, because, you know, it's time.
It's time for roller derby to take off in Hagerstown. Psychosis thinks there'll be a Whippet bump at the team's next home bout on November 8th. For NPR News, I'm Zoe Chase.
There are about 400 roller derby teams around the world. As for the cast members of Whippet, they got their training in the rough and tumble sport from one of the L.A. Derby dolls. Her pseudonym is Axels of Evil, but here in Los Angeles, she's better known to public radio listeners as host of All Things Considered for member station KPCC. That would be our own Alex Cohen.